Is the subway safe? What about the bus? Local officials once had to answer those questions. Now the feds do too. A new law gives the Federal Transit Administration responsibility for ensuring safety of all sorts of public transportation, from subways to buses and ferries. It's a sweeping law, not only in its scope, but in its impact on the agency itself. FTA Administrator Peter Rogoff joins us now to talk about the Moving Ahead for Progress in the 21st Century Act, or MAP 21. Good morning, Mr. Rogoff.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
So this law went into effect just this month on October 1st. Is it too soon to see the impact of it on mass transit?
Well, I think you'll start seeing some changes soon, but importantly, we still need to wait until the full year continuing resolution gives us adequate funds to fully implement the law. We are somewhat hamstrung for the first 6 months of this fiscal year in terms of launching everything we want to get out the door.
Now, the law gives your agency, the FTA, vast authorities over local transit agencies. Will you have enough people to replicate what state and local authorities are already doing to oversee transportation?
Well, one of the reasons we're getting into this law and getting into this area is the states and localities we felt were not doing enough. When we looked into this after the Washington Metro crash in 2009, we were reminded of the fact that the Federal Transit Administration has been prohibited in law from 1964 from issuing even the most basic minimal safety standards for transit of any kind. Secretary LaHood and I felt that it was very important that we are able to bring a national safety approach to transit operations. We already pay for 60% of the capital costs at those transit agencies, just as we do in other areas of transportation, whether it's aviation or trucking or even commuter rail and Amtrak, for which we do have a safety authority. Now, as far as the number of people we have, we are, as I said, hoping that in the next six-month appropriation that will come in March, we will get the increased funding that was authorized under the law so we can build our bench strength to do this job the right way.
So tell us what you've done so far to get ready for that moment that will come, I know you hope, in March.
Well, Secretary LaHood did something very wise. The Obama administration first put this legislation before Congress back in December of 2009. And when we did, we also, at Secretary LaHood's direction, stood up a rail safety advisory committee made up of experts both at transit agencies, transit workers, academics, other safety overseers around the country. And they've been working for the last 2 years. And we said at the time we wanted them to get started so that we could hit the ground running when we did get safety authority. We now do have a variety of forms of safety authority, and the work that this advisory committee has done is going to help us extraordinarily as we launch this.
Because it sounds like you have a priorities issue to resolve because, you know, everybody's got buses, fewer have subways, and probably fewer, if I'm correct, have commuter rail. So are you going to start with buses first because that's what most cities have, or how are you going to handle that?
Actually, to the contrary, I think that we're going to be putting we'll be launching a number of things simultaneously, and you're right, it is a priority challenge. But we initially said when we transmitted the legislation to Congress that we wanted to focus on rail first, because we need to remember that transit, by and large, is a very safe way to move people. It is the safest surface transportation mode by far. So what our challenge is to take what is a safe industry and make sure it stays safe and avoids those cataclysmic accidents that happen from time to time. A lot of those higher impact, higher fatality accidents are in rail, not bus. So we think it's important to bring our focus on rail sooner. We still will be requiring bus safety plans of all of the bus-only operators across the country as part of this initiative.
I think people here in D.C. know that well with the metro crash that happened a few years back. when you do get the funds and you have the people in place, will we actually, if we're traveling on, say, Metro, see anything different or notice anything different?
Well, I certainly hope you will. I mean, a very important focus of what we're trying to bring about is transit agencies with a very strong safety culture that really uses the eyes and ears of everybody, including the passengers, the workers, to report any safety concerns, and then analyze that information to determine where their greatest safety vulnerabilities are. And this is an important factor. That issue is, you know, those safety vulnerabilities are not going to be the same from one transit agency to the next. We really are starting with a blank slate here when it comes to federal transit safety regulation. And this gives us an opportunity to do this smartly from the get-go. We've always said that we don't want to build and recreate the rule book that currently exists for Amtrak that's been put out by our sister agency, the Federal Railroad Administration, because we think that in the year 2012, there's a smarter and better way to do this, and one that is a cost-effective but really meaningful in terms of eliminating safety risks. It really takes off on some of the new methodologies that are being used in aviation and at NASA, frankly, to do this smartly, but recognizing that each individual transit agency might have a different safety challenge.
And there might be some jurisdictional challenges to overcome. By the way, we're speaking with Peter Rogoff, the Federal Transit Authority Administrator. And I'm thinking of an example like the MARC trains in Maryland, which are operated by Maryland Transit Authority, but they operate over tracks that are owned by CSX Railroad, and dispatching for them takes place in Florida.
That's right.
And so you've got kind of a bunch of layers there if something could happen.
I think it's important. So the federal government, through what's called the Federal Railroad Administration, has had safety authority for years, not only over Amtrak, but over those commuter railroads that operate over tracks. So in this area, MARC and the VRE will continue to be overseen by the Federal Railroad Administration. What a lot of people didn't realize is if when you travel to Union Station on MARC or VRE and switch over to a Metro train, you suddenly go from a regulated environment to a completely unregulated environment. And that's what this law has put a stop to. We are not going to be taking over the commuter rail operations since they are already currently subject to federal oversight. But we are going to be dealing with the Washington Metros, the New York City Subways, the CTA in Chicago, the Muni in San Francisco, and those systems that are currently really been subject to a patchwork of insufficient state regulation and state oversight that we found really troubling when we looked at it a few years ago.
So is that railroad distinction also true of the Long Island Railroad and the commuter rail system around Chicago, too?
It is. Chicago, if you take the Metra commuter rail system into town, that Metra is overseen by the Federal Railroad Administration, but as soon as you switch onto the L or the CTA lines, you go into an unregulated environment. And we're going to try to rectify that now with this new law.
We're speaking with FTA Administrator Peter Rogoff, and we're going to take a short break. But Administrator Rogoff is going to stick around to answer a few more questions when we return, and we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.